if you take a look at Bnei Yisrael and their stay in Mitzrayim, there's something very strange, very paradoxical about the relationship. You're welcome to have a seat, really. About the relationship that existed between Bnei Yisrael and the Egyptians when they were in Mitzrayim. At the beginning, when Bnei Yisrael first come to Mitzrayim, soon after Yosef dies, Bnei Yisrael are living peacefully in Goshen. They're not bothering anybody. To a certain extent, living off the legacy of Yosef, who saved the Egyptians. And one would think that everything should be fine and wonderful, and they're getting along great. And there shouldn't be any problems, any tension between Bnei Yisrael and the Egyptians. Why should there be any reason for any kind of animosity, any kind of enmity? The Jews never harmed anybody. They didn't intend to harm anybody. And yet you open up to the beginning of Parshat Shmos, and you see exactly the opposite. Vayakam melech hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yadas Yosef. Vayomer lamo hinei am bnei Yisrael rav atzum imenu hava nischak malo pen yibeva yasikrenu milchama v'nosav gamu al soneinu v'nilcham banu v'lam in aretz, then it can't be trusted. They're going to rebel against us. They're going to be a fifth column. We have to enslave them. They despised them. They hated them. They couldn't stand them. Why? Made no sense. What did we do? We're just living quietly in Eretz Goshen. Well, why do they hate us so much? Why do they despise us? Doesn't really make any sense. And then you go to Parshas Bo, and we have the nine makos. It's after nine makos. These makos have devastated Mitzrayim. The empire is almost totally destroyed. Their economy is in shambles. Their crops don't exist. People have died, have been maimed, injured. Their livestock is gone. They suffered greatly. All because of Bnei Yisrael. And their leader. That horrible person, Moshe, who kept saying it's going to be this Makkah and that Makkah and this and threatened. At this point in time, the Egyptians had every reason to hate us. Now I understand. Look what we've done to them. And what does the Torah tell us? Vayitein Hashem eschenu am b'nei Mitzrayim. They like us. And not only do they like us, gam ha'ish Moshe gadol ma'od b'nei Mitzrayim b'nei avdei Faro b'nei ha'am. Moshe! Moshe is a great man. Moshe is an unbeliever. Moshe! You would expect the Egyptians wanting to take Moshe's neck and wring it and kill him. He's a source of... No, Moshe's great. Bnei Yisrael, they're really nice. It makes no sense. What's going on here? Beis Halevi explains this based on the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that when Yosef died, Bnei Yisrael knew that things were going to change. And they knew that because they had a Mesorah from the time of Avram Avinu, from the Brisbein Absarim. Ger yeh zarecha be'eretz lo lahem, v'abadum v'inu asam arba me'al shana. They were going to be enslaved in a land. But nobody knew how bad, how difficult that enslavement was going to be. It might be a very bitter enslavement. It might be not such a bad enslavement. There are horrible slave owners, masters who would do everything for their slaves. And there were those who treated them very nicely. No one knew how it was going to be. So Bnei Yisrael said, well, what can we do to try to make sure that this enslavement is one of those nicer ones, easier ones? And they had this brilliant idea. They said, if we endear ourselves to the Egyptians, if they really like us, they'll treat us better when they make us slaves. And how will we make sure that they'll like us? Said B'nai Yisrael, the Medrash says, let's be like the Egyptians. Well, what do you mean to be like the Egyptians? There was one thing, one mitzvah that B'nai Yisrael had at this time that no other nation in the world had. And that was the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Everybody had Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but they had the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And that made us uniquely different than the Egyptians. So B'nai Yisrael said, well, we have this idea. We're not going to abolish the mitzvah of Bris Milah. We have to do it, so we're going to continue to do it. But what are we going to do, said the Beis Halevi, based on the Medrash? That as soon as they gave the baby a Bris Milah, they would be Moshech the Orla. They would try to hide it. They would cover up by pulling on the skin a little bit to make it look like there was no Bris Milah. So they went ahead and all the children that were born had a Bris Milah, but then they try to cover up Nia Kamitzriyim. Let's be like the Egyptians. Says the Medrash, what was the reaction? The Medrash quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, Parakuf Hei. Kadosh Baruch Hu came along, Hafach Libam Lisno Amo. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the hearts of the Egyptians to hate the Jews. That instead of endearing themselves to the Egyptians, instead of the Egyptians liking them more, the reverse happened. The Egyptians hated us, despised us. Vayakutzu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Says the Beis Halevi, why? Why did Hashem do that? We didn't do anything so terrible. We didn't stop doing the mitzvah of Bris Milah. We continue doing the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And even though there is an Isur de Rabbanan to try to cover up a Bris Milah, that Isur de Rabbanan didn't exist at the time of Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. That only came later. It's an Isur de Rabbanan. So technically, we didn't do anything wrong. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing us? Says Beis Halevi, he's not punishing us. This wasn't a punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw where B'nai Yisrael were headed. If they want to be like the Egyptians, if they want to be Nia Kamitzriyim, logic will dictate that they'll be right. That they'll begin to be more and more like the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will more and more accept them, and the more that they're accepted by the Egyptians, the more they're going to be like the Egyptians. And they're going to assimilate, and they'll be starting down the slippery slope that B'nai Yisrael were in danger of disappearing in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to save us. And the way that he saved us was by causing the exact opposite to happen. Instead of endearing ourselves to the Egyptians, the more that we try to be like them, hafach libam lisno amo. He turned their hearts against us. And the Beis Halevi points out something fascinating. He says, Amo, his nation, that's a term of endearment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's my Am. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us, why does the Navi, why does the Tehillim, why do we use the Lashon of Hafach Libam Lisno Amo? Because it's not a punishment. It's because He so much loves us as a nation that He needed to save us. And that's why this pasuk appears in a perek. If you take a look at Perek Kofei in Tehillim, it's a perek that talks about praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodu Lashem kiru v'shmo hodiyo v'amim ali lo sav shiro lo zamro lo sichu b'chol neflo. So we talk about how great, how wonderful everything is. And in the middle we say this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them and hated us. Why in the middle of praising Hashem do we come along and talk about this thing that Hashem punished us? Because it's not a punishment, says the Beis Halevi. Because in hindsight, we realize that He saved us this way. Because otherwise, we would have totally assimilated into Egyptian society. And we would have been lost forever. In hindsight, we realize that this is something to praise Hashem about. Hafach libam lisna lama. Many, many decades pass. And Bnei Yisrael, having been enslaved and suffered, now are on the other side. The Egyptians have suffered. How does it turn out? Vayiten Hashem Eschena Am. All of a sudden they endear ourselves to us. We endear to them. Pasuk in Yecheskel, which is recited in many nuschos of the Haggadah, that in Mitzrayim the Pasuk says, Va'avar el alayich ve'erech misbalseses bidamayich va'omer lach bidamayich chayi va'omer lach bidamayich chayi. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, you will live bidamayich. But why does it say twice? Va'omer lach bidamayich chayi va'omer lach bidamayich chayi. What are the two mentionings of dam over here? Say Chazal refers to two different dams. Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. What happened over the generations, over the decades in Mitzrayim, is that first they tried to hide the Bris Mila. At some point they abolished, they stopped doing Bris Mila altogether. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and tells them, we're getting ready to leave Mitzrayim. Everybody has to have a Bris Mila. That's the Dam Mila. And there was another dam. And that was the dam of the Korban Pesach. But if you think about it for a moment, if there are two things that should really anger, upset the Egyptians, it should be the Dam Mila, the Dam Pesach. Because the Dam Mila symbolizes that we're different, that we have a covenant, we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no other nation has. That, one would think, would cause resentment. And they would dislike us even more. And Dam Pesach. On the 10th day of Nisan, we took the sheep, the goat, and we tied it to the bedpost. And the Egyptians came along and said, what are you doing? And they say, oh, in 4 days' time, we're going to shech this and bring it as a sacrifice. A sheep, a goat, that's what the Egyptians worship. That was their god. They should hate us. They should try to kill us for that. But the exact opposite happens. Ta'itein Hashem Eschina Am Beinei Mitzrayim. He says, when you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and you don't try to hide who you are, you don't try to assimilate into the society, then you'll get everybody's respect. They may not always love you, but they'll respect you. Vayish Moshe Gadol Ma'od Be'eretz Mitzrayim Be'nei Avdei Farao V'nei Avadav. Moshe was respected in the eyes of everybody. Says the Beis Halevi that what Bnei Yisrael did in Mitzrayim initially is something that unfortunately we have repeated throughout generations. We sometimes think, too often we think, that the way to ingratiate ourselves with the nations in which, with whom we live, is to just try to be more like them. If we just would be like them and copy them and hide our uniqueness, then they'll like us more. And time again, we find out that it's the opposite. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to save us from ourselves. If He would leave it up to us, we would be successful. So successful we'd disappear. Because we would be so much like them that we would cease to lose, we would cease to have our uniqueness. We would totally assimilate. And therefore, time and time again, when we make the mistake, Hafach libam lisno amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no choice. This of course doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then dictates exactly what will happen. On the contrary, the Farshim point out that in Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, the Egyptians get punished for what they did because they acted in a fashion that was much, much more cruel than they should have. And they get terribly punished for that. And so too throughout the generations. Even when Hafach Libam Lisno Lamo, but how cruel they are, that was their choice. And they pay the price for that. This was the case in Egypt. This was the case in 19th and 20th century Europe. Too often, not everyone, but there were communities who felt that we can end this anti-Semitism in times of enlightenment just to be like the Goyim. Let's assimilate more and more. Probably of all the Jewish communities that were in Europe in the 19th and early 20th centuries that were assimilated, that which was most assimilated was probably the German Jewish community. Just to become like that. But it never works. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to protect us. And when we make the mistake, sometimes the medicine is a very bitter pill. But unfortunately, we still haven't learned the lesson. Even today, here in Eretz Yisrael, you hear voices that say, if we would just set up a nation, kohol hagoyim, if we could just become a nation just like every other nation in the world, then anti-Semitism will cease to exist. There'll be a French nation and a British nation and a German nation. Just be a nation like everybody else. So anti-Semitism takes on a new name. It's called anti-Zionism. But we're never going to ingratiate ourselves. We're never going to be successful. Because Chas V'Shalom, we can be too successful. V'Avar Elayich, V'Arech Mispossesses B'Damayich, V'Omer Lach B'Damayich Chayi, V'Omer Lach B'Damayich Chayi. In order to live, in order to succeed, we need the Dam Mila and the Dam Pesach. We need to be proud of the fact that we have a unique covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a unique role to play in this world. It doesn't make us superior. It means we have special responsibilities. We need to be proud of that and not try to hide that. And we need the Dam Pesach. We need to be willing to make the necessary sacrifices to carry out that covenant, that special relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we have those two damim that are mixed together and put on the doorposts, and we're not ashamed, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, Va'omer Lach B'Damayich Chayi, Va'omer Lach B'Damayich